Title: London Electricity Masterclass. Drive the Reverse Reverb Stab in Ableton Live 12 with DJ Friendly Structure. Intro: Welcome. In this intermediate Ableton lesson, we're going to recreate a London Electricity style reverse reverb stab. Add harmonic drive to the reverb tail, turn it back into a playable stab, and build a small DJ friendly toolkit you can drop into a live set. We'll use stock Ableton devices only, and assume a drum and bass tempo 174 BPM is a good example. What you'll build by the end, you'll have a cleaned, tempo-locked reverse reverb stab loaded into Sampler or Sampler, a driven, saturated reverb tail captured and reversed back to create a swell before hit effect, an instrument rack and three session clips, a one-shot, a four-bar loopable intro, and a short stinger for drops or outros. Four handy macros: drive amount, high pass for DJ mixing, wet/dry balance, and gate/length. Lesson overview: we'll sample or record a short stab, reverse it, send it to a reverb on a return, saturate the tail so the reverb is driven, record that tail, reverse the recorded tail back so it swells into the hit, align and consolidate the result, load it into Sampler or Sampler, then build an instrument rack and session clips optimized for DJ use. Step 1. Source selection and prep. Choose a stab, a brass hit, pad stab, or vocal chop that has a clear transient and fits your key. Keep vocals short, somewhere between 250 and 500 milliseconds works well. Drop the audio onto a new audio track and turn warp off so reversing keeps the transient behavior predictable. Step 2. Reverse the source open clip view and hit reverse. The sample now plays backwards. This backward version is the raw material for the reverse reverb tail. Step 3. Create a reverb chain you can drive. Create a return track, for example return B, and add these stock devices in this order: reverb, set size large, decay between about 2 and 5 seconds, high diffusion, and dry/wet near 100% so we capture the full tail. EQ8, gently roll off low frequencies around 80-120 Hz to avoid mud, tame any harsh highs if needed. Saturator, set drive to taste, start around 36 dB and increase for more harmonic content. Choose analog clip or soft sine curve for musical grit. Optional: echo for subtle stereo movement, and glue compressor to tame the tail dynamics. The key point: put the saturator after the reverb so you record a driven, saturated tail. Step 4. Send and record the driven reverb tail on the reversed source track. Raise the send to return B. Mute the source to master if you want only the reverb recorded, or leave it audible if you want both. Create a new blank audio track and set its input to the return or to resampling. Arm and record enable this track, then solo the source track and play so the reverse sample hits the reverb chain. Record until the tail decays, then stop and consolidate the recorded clip to clean it up. Step 5. Reverse the recorded reverb tail back. Select the recorded tail clip and click reverse. Now the tail plays forward and swells into the transient moment. Trim the start so the swell ends right before your dry hit. Use small fades on the clip edges to avoid clicks. Step 6. Combine driven tail with the original one-shot hit. Keep or duplicate a dry copy of the original non-reversed stab. Place the reversed, driven tail so its crest lands immediately before the dry transient. Group the two tracks, if you like, then freeze and flatten the group or resample the grouped output to create a single consolidated audio file for portability. Step 7. Create a playable instrument/sample. Drag the consolidated audio into Sampler or Sampler if you need advanced features. For stabs, one-shot or classic modes both work. Choose classic for short envelopes and key tracking, or one-shot for a fixed sample length. Set the root key, align the start point so C1 triggers the attack, and set a fast attack and short release unless you want the tail to sustain. Add a small pitch envelope if you want a pitch lift on trigger. Step 8. Add DJ-friendly controls inside an instrument rack. Wrap your Sampler in an instrument rack and create macro mappings. Macro 1. Drive. Map a saturator's drive or an overdrive device placed after the rack. Macro 2. High pass. Map an auto filter high pass frequency so DJs can free the sub. Macro 3. Gate/length. Map a gate threshold or Sampler's release so you can trim or stutter the stab. Macro 4. Dry/wet or wet level. Control reverb presence. Save the rack for recall and set sensible default ranges for live use. Step 9. Make a DJ-friendly session view structure. Create three clips in session view and set them to the project tempo. One one-shot clip. One bar. Launch equals trigger so one hit plays on launch. Two loopable clip. Four bars, with a tail looped or trimmed for mixing under an intro. Three stinger clip. a short half-bar gated version for quick accents. Name and color the clips, add a warp marker or cue point at the transient for easy hot cueing, and set appropriate launch modes trigger for one-shots, gate for stingers, loop slash repeat for loopable clips if needed. Step 10. Master slash output polish for club use on the group or master of the rack. Use a Q8 to cut below 2040 HE to protect the kick and prevent subs from building up. Use glue compressor gently to glue dynamics. Use utility to control output gain and stereo width. Narrow the lows to keep them mono-friendly. If you plan to export, render each clip variant as a WAV. Common mistakes to avoid: placing saturator before reverb. This won't capture a driven reverb tail. Put saturator after reverb. Warping reversed audio. Keep warp off when reversing the source to preserve transient timing. Leaving full low end in the tail, it muddies mixes. High pass the return or final sample. Making a pre-swell too long, make sure it ends precisely at the transient. Not tempo locking final clips. DJs need stable, tempo locked assets. Consolidate and lock warp correctly before exporting. Pro tips: layer 2 reverse tails, 1 full band driven and 1 high passed for clarity, and blend them. Keep both clean and driven versions for parallel mixing. Automate diffusion or saturator drive on the resampled tail before reversing for extra motion. Use stereo widening lightly on the reverb, but keep below tilde 120 Hz mono using utility. Make the drive macro act on a post-chain saturator, so DJs can add grit without changing level. Export files named with tempo and key for easy DJ organization. May practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. Take a short stab sample, reverse it, put reverb plus saturator on a return, resample the return, reverse that recorded tail back, align it to a dry hit so the swell lands on the transient, consolidate, and load into simpler. Create 3 session clips: a one shot, a 4-bar loop, and a stinger map. One macro to saturator drive and another to a high pass filter, and export the one shot as a WAV named with BPM and key. Recap: you've learned how to reverse a stab, create a reverb chain and drive its tail, resample that tail, reverse it back so it swells into the hit, consolidate and load the result into simpler or sampler, and build an instrument rack and session clips with macros for drive, HP, gate slash length, and wet slash dry. You now have DJ friendly, club-ready assets that are predictable and easy to trigger. Extra coach notes. Quick wins: resample the driven tail to audio and disable the heavy return chain to save CPU. When aligning the reverse tail, nudge by samples for sample accurate timing rather than grid increments. Export both mono summed and stereo files for compatibility checks. Deeper sonic tweaks: high pass the reverb return between 100 and 200 HE before reversing to prevent low-end mud. Boost around 25 kHz before saturating for grit that cuts through when reversed. Use saturator dry slash wet or parallel utility to keep some clean signal mixed with the driven tail. Live performance workflow: build 2 chains in the instrument rack, full wet tail and a clean HPID hit. Map chain selector to a macro so you can morph live. Map macros to a MIDI controller with sensible ranges and save 2 map presets, like mixing and drop. For on-the-fly resampling, keep an armed, muted record track set to the return. Practice this to avoid mistakes. Clip ergonomics and simpler VS sampler use: launch quantization equals 1 bar for DJ one shots. Use gate for stingers. Simpler is fast and light for most stabs. Use sampler when you need key tracking, multi-sample zones, or more advanced envelopes. Advanced rack ideas: create parallel wet and clean chains and map a macro to crossfade their volumes. Make chain selector variations with slight start offsets for micro timing changes. Map a macro to a utility gain after saturator to compensate perceived loudness when drive changes. Tempo, phase, and mono checks: keep original source unwarped while reversing. After consolidating, you can warp the final sample if needed, but avoid aggressive stretching. Mono check with utility width 0%. If collapse causes cancellation, adjust stereo effects on the return. Use glue compressor if pitch shifting across keys makes transients inconsistent. Exporting and metadata name files with tempo and key, for example stab rev drv 174 bpm m.wav, and export at 24-bit, 44.1 kHz unless you need 48 kHz. Don't dither unless you're finalizing a master. Include a short pre-roll in loopable versions to make hot cue placement predictable. Common gotchas and fixes: tail too loud, reduce send, clip gain, or automate a small fade on the tail's crest. Clicks at splice, Add a 1/5 mm fade or nudge the tail to stop before the transient. Loss of punch when pitching down. Resample different root keys or add transient emphasis before exporting. Warped clip drift. Consolidate at tempo and set warp off on the final file. Practice variations and checklist try making clean, aggressive, and lo-fi versions from the same source. Build a rack that morphs clean right arrow medium right arrow full drive. Before sending to a DJ, check mono compatibility, roller mono low end below 100-120 Hz, name files with BPM and key, and export one shot, loopable, and stinger files at the same sample rate and bit depth. Final thought: the secret to DJ-friendly reverse reverb stabs is predictability. Make them easy to trigger, easy to mix with HP and mono safety, and quick to tweak with a small set of mapped macros. Spend the extra minutes consolidating, naming, and exporting multiple variants. Your DJ users will thank you for tools that work instantly on the decks. That's it. Go open live, pick a stab, and start building.